producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this has got to be one of the coolest things I've seen this year in terms of medical advancements, okay? There was a paralyzed man that was not able to run around like you or I, but was made able to walk based on this really, really cool virtual reality type technology. Researchers at the University of California, Irvine, combined virtual reality with brain-computer interfaces, and they got a very interesting result. So, yet Adam Fritz, who was a 21-year-old back in 2008, about to go into his senior year of college, he was cruising home from work on his motorcycle near Diamond Bar, California, and unfortunately a table from a truck in front of him slipped off, struck him. He flung off his motorcycle onto a freeway. This is being reported by Time Magazine. He curses in this quote. I don't blame him, but I can't say it. He goes, it's what I called my oh blank moment. I tried to sit up, get up on my feet. I remember the firefighters telling me not to move. Everything just hurt. 2 days later, he was told he had a spinal cord injury and had never walk again. Researchers at the University of California, Irvine, have now turned that prognosis to never walking again to hopefully a yes, you maybe can, according to this case study published Wednesday in the Journal of Neuroengineering and Rehabilitation. He was supposed to spend his life back in a wheelchair, and now they say between virtual reality, computer algorithms, and a heck of a lot of ingenuity, these guys were able to do something that I have never seen. So, there was the team was led by Zoran Nanadic, an associate professor in biomedical engineering at the University of California, Irvine. He took advantage of the fact that while a spinal cord injury severs the nerval connections to the brain, to the legs, it does no damage at all to the region of the brain that is responsible for sending the command that gets the legs moving in the first place, okay? So spinal cord injury severs off the connection to the leg, but not to the brain, obviously. So the brain can still travel down to that level of nerve that was hurt. Now, to bypass the damaged region in the spine and to bypass that bad area and get the nerve signals to the muscle, if you could get a patient to think about it and say, okay, look, I'm going to walk, maybe the nerve signal will contract the muscles, allowing you to walk through a different pathway than a spinal cord, even though you need nerves to get down there. Rehabilitation specialists have known where to attach electrodes to the legs so that electrical pulses could allow a paralyzed person to ride a stationary bike, be able to keep muscles toned, etc. So they would, so they could embed electrodes. They say they could use a fitted cap. It could capture signals from the brain, direct them to a computer or a mechanical device. But, no one's been able to kind of put all this together. So Dr. Nanadic and his colleagues set to work on that last year. And they looked at California area rehabilitation centers to find a highly motivated patient who would want to do this. This guy's young, active as much as he can be, so he looked like he was a good candidate. So, what they did is they gave him a video game. All right? He had to, by virtual reality, fitted with scalp electrodes, try to make a character on the screen stand and walk just by thinking about it. You know, they say you really don't think about walking, you just do. So do you have to sit there and you know, if you wanted to get up and walk, what would be, you're like, I got to get up and go. What would be that part of the brain telling you to do that? You don't sit there and go, okay, get up with your brain. You don't do that. So apparently, patient Fritz mastered the video game. It only took about 11 hours of training. And then they hooked him up to a harness, connected him to a computer that sent the proper electrical jolts to his legs while he supported himself with a walker. He said it didn't hurt, but you could feel the muscles contracting. That's cool that he could feel something that he didn't before. He said you could feel your whole body and leg moving. But he moved, which is, again, something that he was told he couldn't do originally. So apparently they're saying, okay, don't all everybody get, you know, all your panties up in a bunch up. We finally have a cure for paralysis. Okay, I mean, this was a very, very big step, but not literally, figuratively. All right, but the fact that you could possibly train your brain, okay, and involve computers and involve a simulated training to the patient that could then cause the computer to associate what he's doing in order to hit the this could be one of the biggest breakthroughs when it comes to dealing with paralysis. But it's also expensive. Like, I mean, this technology isn't cheap. So they got to work with that. So Fritz is now 28 years old. He is still involved with the research, plans to continue. He's the first person the rehab team has been able to get, quote unquote, back on his feet, and he is determined to help ensure that he won't be the last, according to Time Magazine. So very, very well done. I'm extremely proud of this guy. I'm proud of the researchers. You know, they're moving. They're this is very interesting. Apparently, University of Washington campus put two people 1 mile apart in front of screens, and over the internet they played a game, kind of similar to 20 questions, no oral communication. Instead, the inquirer selected questions from a screen, and respondents were fit with an electrocephalography cap, answered the yes or no question by fixing their eyes on the monitor. And what they were able to do is connect these two brains, they say. They say the answer activated a magnetic coil situated behind the inquirer's head, stimulating the visual cortex, stimulating it. The intensity of the burst of light, known as phosphine, indicated whether the respondent's answer was yes or no. So this brain-to-brain experiment was trying to show if you could connect two people. They said they successfully guessed the objects 72% of the time with the help of each other's connection. Very interesting. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, boy, we got a lot to talk about here. Okay, there is a new medicine that actually, not so much a new medicine, but a medicine that may be able to fight drug-resistant superbugs, and it's not even an antibiotic. There's a mouse study suggesting that a drug with a known safety record in humans could be a weapon against C. difficile, a very deadly intestinal infection that has been extremely difficult to treat, especially with antibiotics. And this drug is called Ebcelin. Ebcelin is a well-tolerated drug that has been used to treat stroke and bipolar disorder, not even an antibiotic. Although Ebcelin has never been approved as a treatment for any condition in humans, Current research found that in clinical trials, it does help stroke bipolar and may be able to prevent the spread of infection of Clostridium difficile. Researchers gave this Epsilin to infected mice. The drug appeared to knock out, they say, the toxic activity of C. diff without inflicting the collateral damage on good bacteria that's normally associated with antibiotic treatment. We've talked about how that happens. You take an antibiotic and the antibiotic just widespreads, you know, kills bacteria. You know, either messes up their cell wall, inability for them to reproduce. There's a variety of ways antibiotics work. So you could have your good bacteria in your body and the bad bacteria. One of the reasons why Clostridium difficile seems to take hold and become such a superbug is you take an antibiotic that kills the good bacteria that keep the C. diff at bay. Without that good bacteria being around, Clostridium difficile can then take over, like a dictator type of thing, okay? If you don't have the other armies keeping it at bay, they're gone. Now they find an opportunity. It's called an opportunistic infection. It seems to take an opportunity to then become the main bug, causing disease and mayhem everywhere. And so if you want to treat it, you still need to recruit the help of other bacteria. So taking a medication that just blasts everything doesn't seem to help. The results, they said, was very encouraging. According to study, senior author Matt Bogio, a professor of pathology and a microbiology and immunology at the Department of Pathology. Ooh, that all rhymes. Did you get that? He's a professor of pathology and a microbiology and immunology in the Department of Pathology at Stanford University School of Medicine. Specifically, they said, we find that oral Epsilin dosing of mice infected with the C. diff resulted in nearly complete blockage of the damage to gut tissues that causes the symptoms in humans. Remember, this research was done in animals. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work in humans, but this could be pretty damn cool. Right now, what have we been doing for humans? We've been trying antibiotics, and we've also been trying fecal transplants, where we get somebody's stool, put it into the colon, right, maybe by NG tube or some way, so that it will colonize and regrow because that person lost a lot of their good bacteria. So you do a fecal transplant. The study was funded by the U.S. National Institutes of Health. It was published in the September 23 online issue of Science Translational Medicine. C. diff, obviously, is a bacterial infection, targets the intestine, and the discharge in the diarrhea is watery. You get fever, you get loss of appetite, nausea, abdominal pain. It has caused 500,000 hospitalizations and 29,000 deaths in the United States in 2011, according to the CDC. Currently, the infection is treated with specific antibiotics, but antibiotics kill both the bad pathogenic bacteria and the good, as we talked about. So you have a weakened gut environment. C. diff decides to take over. We talked about the fecal transplantation. So a non-antibiotic compound may be the trick. Non-antibiotics may be what we need for a lot of these superbugs. By the way, the mice survived. All right, the mice that weren't treated died. So when they used the control, the placebo, those mice didn't make it. But the mice injected with the Epsilin-treated toxin B molecules, which is the C. diff's main toxin that causes havoc all over the bowel, these mice did well. So what's the next step? Well, I guess I got to do some human trials, figure out if this will work. Now, you know, I know some of you are like, you see, they are doing studies. They are researching drugs. You know, I know we've been kind of shocked by that Turing pharmaceutical story where they wanted to sell a parasite drug up the price from $13.50 a pill to $750 a pill. I know that was definitely extremely shocking and frustrating to us. And one of the defenses that Martin Ciccarelli had stated was, you know, look, the drug is underpriced. Okay, most cancer drugs are tens of thousands of dollars. And so, you know, us raising the price to $750 so that we could use that money for future research is not that much of a shock. The problem is it was such a drastic increase, 5,000%, that it was ridiculous. So from what we're understanding, it looks like they are going to backtrack on that price hike. And I'm not exactly sure what they are going to do, but it says, according to this, They say his Martin Shkreli, the 32-year-old founder and CEO of Turing Pharmaceuticals, his account went dark after he told NBC and ABC News that he would back off on the price hike so the drug is more affordable. But they still plan on making a small profit. Pharmaceutical companies are allowed to make a profit. It's just, you know, how do we in our, without having the government get involved, prevent companies from monopolizing these drugs and gouging consumers? And by the way, when these medications jump in price, some of you guys are like, okay, well, that's not me. You know, I don't need toxoplasmosis. I don't have toxoplasmosis. I don't need this anti-parasite drug. So, you know, Dr. Dahlia, thank you for the story. But, you know, tell us something that relates to all of us. Well, this does relate to all of you. Okay, if this company was going to charge $750 a pill, most likely the insurance company is not going to pay the $750. Okay? But if they have in their agreement with the doctor, with the pharmaceutical company, that they will drop price by 80% and pay 20% of what you're asking, which is what some of these companies do. It's ridiculous, all right? But let's say they're that low a payer, and they will only pay 20% of what you're asking. 20% of that $750 per pill is still a hell of a lot more than the $13.50 it used to shell out. So where is the insurance company going to get this money back? They're not going to take it out of the sick people being treated for toxoplasmosis. They're the ones getting the drug. What are they going to do? They're going to take it out at all of us together collectively by raising our premiums. So whenever you hear these things that have to do with drug prices going up, each and every time that happens, it directly affects you if you purchase health insurance. If you don't purchase health insurance, it probably affects you in other ways, but not as directly. All right? So when you hear a cholesterol medication, new cholesterol medication coming out, could be $1,000 a shot, something like that, that's going to affect you. Because every time somebody needs it, the prices go up. So, I mean, if you really want to save yourself a lot of money, get your fellow neighbor, fellow coworker, I don't know, fellow citizen to not get sick and not need all these medical treatments because you're paying for them. Same thing at work. You know, we had two nurses that unfortunately were afflicted with cancer. Both of them lived. Both of them were fine. Okay? Thank God. One with breast cancer and one with thyroid cancer. They both did fine. But that insurance company hiked the rates so damn bad for our staff that, the insurance was impossible to hold. So, I know one individual is not going to have the control to stop this whole, you know, system from raising the prices. But, you know, many states are saying that the exchange that has been put in place since the Affordable Health Care Act, we're going to see more rate increases. Some states up to 30%. Why? Well, technically, there's supposed to be regulatory commissions looking at insurance and why they're them asking for the price increase. But if they show that they spent more than they did last year, they'll be allowed to charge more of that increase. So, you know, there's more of us requiring heavy-duty medications. There's more of us requiring more and more tests. So, well, it's costing all of us. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we find out more about this one particular drug, I'll tell you. But it was interesting how public pressure was able to get him to, back off. Wow, what a media storm he got. A 5,000% increase. But you see, here you have the U.S. Institutes of Health doing a study, which is great. Okay, and they were able to research Clostridium difficile. That is awesome. They're hopefully developing a drug. And they probably worked in conjunction with a pharmaceutical company. But if we don't have enough money to do these studies, they aren't going to be done on their own. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I think a stereotype that has been perpetuated forever, all right, is that women don't want sex as much as men. Well, we have a study out that is disproving that theory. And apparently, women seem to want sex as much, if not more, than men do. very, very interesting, especially since Empire came out and everybody's like, oh, look at Andrea. All right. Not that I did that. I was like, you know, husband was in the room. I couldn't be like, ah. Anyway, like, he's so sexy. Can't say that in front of him. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like me going, eh, he's sexy. He doesn't like me talking about other, you know, men looking sexy. I don't understand why. I mean, you know, please, why can't I? Anyway, so there was a survey by fertility app Kindara, and it has revealed that women do want sex just as much as their male counterparts. This questionnaire was completed by 500 women, and I found that 53.2% of women did not have sex as often as they would like. All right? Almost three-quarters of respondents said they would like to engage in sexual activity more than three times a week. 13% of the women reported wanting to have sex more than six times a week. Also, when it comes to orgasms, they said that the stereotype was also wrong. The study found that most women, 72.6% of respondents, climax every time. I know. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? 10% are lucky enough to enjoy multiple orgasms. This is crazy. I don't know where they got these 500 women. The findings contradict those of a 1994 survey, which reported 75% of men and just 29% of women always have climaxes with their partner. Well, that's probably why you have to have a climax with somebody else, maybe, I guess. No. Stick with your partner. Be monogamous. Okay, so Haley Thomas, writing for Kindara, said, our findings indicate that in the 20 years since that study was conducted, more women are achieving orgasm during each sexual encounter. This positive change could indicate more equality in giving and receiving pleasure beneath the sheets. I do. I pull the woman card all the time on my husband in bed. I'm like, wait a second, this is equal. Okay, I get a certain amount of time. It's my time now. All right, don't be a chauvinist. I will call the ACLU. He's like, fine, whatever you want. I do that. Of course, why not? Okay. The survey also explored the factors that negatively impact a woman's libido. Kindara's findings reveal that 82% of women admit there are factors that have negatively affected their sex lives for periods of time. Of those, women were most likely to complain of stress getting in the way of their sex life, followed by not being in the mood at the same time as her partner. 1 in 5 women struggle with their self-image. Now, that would be me. Okay, that's me. And 11% say their young children impede their sex lives. But when it comes to the stereotype that women want an emotional connection with their partner, yes. More than half, 53.2% of women agree that the most important aspect of good sex is an emotional connection, ranking even higher than foreplay. All right, so guys, are you listening to this? Oh, come on, you didn't pay attention? Come on, I'm not going to repeat myself. You guys didn't pay attention? Okay. I'll recap. Foreplay was not as important as having an emotional connection with sex. Now, I'm not saying no foreplay. Now you're listening. See, now you're listening. All right, then guys, let me ask you, how are you going to do an emotional connection? How are you going to emotionally connect?
Well, I could tell her that, she is pretty.
No.
I could tell her that she's just as smart and beautiful as her mama.
No, don't be bringing her mom into this.
Well, I don't know. Tell me what to do, Dr. Daya. Tell me what to do.
What to do? Listen. Okay, how do you emotionally connect with somebody? Now, you see, here's the thing. Okay, when you guys are new at the relationship, it's very, very easy. Oh, my gosh, you know, you're the prettiest woman I've ever been with.
You're so beautiful. I've never met anybody like you. You complete me. You know, I don't know, all that other stuff. Okay,
you can get by that. But what about somebody you've been married to for 19 years? All right, if my husband tries to say,
you are the most beautiful woman in the world.
Please, come on. I know you're lying. Come on.
Okay, there's all these other, stop lying. You know, don't be patronizing me. And then we get into a fight. You're making fun of me. You think I'm stupid. So you don't want to do that. So how do you connect with somebody after 19 years of marriage or 25 years of marriage if you want to have sex? Many of you guys don't. You don't connect with your wives. You don't connect at all. Okay, so I would suggest, bringing up the elephant in the room. Okay, do you guys know how to do that?
Call my wife an elephant?
No, don't call your, no. Elephant in the room is an expression. What you do is you go, look, we have been married 20 years. These have been the most 20 years of my life, and I love you more now each day that I've loved you before. And I don't know how to prove that to you, but I want to prove that to you because you are my is. Something like that, all right?
What does that mean, you are my is?
I don't know. I'm not the guy, okay? I don't know what that means, all right? But trying to connect, go on a, get a hotel room. Go on a date, get a hotel room, make it special. Say you want to dedicate the next, 20 years of marriage, to enjoying the first 20 years. You want to make it about her. That kind of stuff women love. There was a joke my rabbi told. He said that this is a great joke. My rabbi Goodman told in a sermon. Apparently, there was a guy celebrating his 50th anniversary. He was talking to, his friends. And, his friend, he's like, I don't know what to get her, for her 50th, for our 50th wedding anniversary. So his friend goes, well, what'd you get her for her 10th anniversary? For her 10th anniversary, I got her a diamond necklace. Ooh, that's nice. Diamond necklace. Wow. Wow. Okay, well, what about 25th anniversary? What'd you get her for her 25th anniversary? For her 25th anniversary, I took her to Israel. Whoa, dude, man, that's nice. That's really, really nice. All right. So I ain't going to top that. I got it. I know what I'm going to do for our 50th anniversary. What? Tell me. I'm going to bring her back from Israel. See, so I dumped her butt for 25 years. Okay. Not nice. But where was I going with that? Yeah. You need to, make her, okay, feel like her beauty is so radiating and that you are still so turned on by her. And she'll believe you. Don't be saying, weird, typical little, sound bites of stuff that we want to hear. All right. Don't be doing that. But, it does matter. So I think that's pretty, pretty cool. Some of you guys have, written and asked about orgasm and what a woman needs. We've already kind of talked about certain zones and certain spots in the body. But I would say if you don't know, have her help you. Okay? Ask her what she wants, what she needs. Usually women know. Like my husband will be at a grocery store. He'll do the shopping and he'll never get what I need. And I'm like, no, man, you didn't buy the cat food, you didn't whatever. So now he knows that every time he's at a grocery store, he calls me because I know what we need. Same thing with sex. Okay? If you guys don't know what your woman needs, ask her.
Should I call her mother?
No, don't call her mother. Just ask her.
I can't talk to my wife about that stuff. She'll be upset that I don't remember from last sex.
Well, then you better take some notes. I'd be mad if you don't remember from having sex last time. Get a clue. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are your Google
Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. L-I. Well, after Tony Romo got his clavicle fractured, I've been really, really nervous about the Cowboys, all right? But Whedon is doing pretty good. Looks like backup quarterbacks may not be that scarce, and the Cowboys may be able to beat the Falcons over the weekend. So I'm pretty happy about that, but I've been fidgeting. But get this, okay? Fidgeting might be good for your health. A study has come out where when you tap your foot, I tap my feet all the time. I don't know if you guys ever, you listen to me, I'm like this. I do that all the time throughout the show. I just do it. I just fidget a lot, not because I'm hyper, but because I like to exercise and I like to kind of use my muscles. I don't want to get a deep vein thrombosis or a blood clot because I'm sitting for a few hours every morning. But tapping your foot, drumming your fingers, shifting in your office chair may actually be very, very healthy. The new British research looked at an issue of long hours spent sitting, which prior studies have been found to be linked to diabetes, heart disease, cancer. The study looked at 14,000 British women aged 35 to 69. As expected, women who did a lot of sitting and were only slightly fidgety had a higher risk of premature death than women who were more physically active and didn't sit as much. But women who did a lot of sitting but were either moderately or very fidgety had a risk of early death that was similar to that of more active women. So the study doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to burn enough energy, but you have to move more. So our results support the suggestion that it's best to avoid sitting long periods of time, and even fidgeting may offer enough of a break to make a difference. Let me see. They say adults who get recommended amounts of exercise can spend up to 15 hours a day sitting down. And while prior studies have shown that taking breaks from sitting can reduce health risks, this is the first research to show that fidgeting while sitting may also have benefits, the researcher said. Can I also throw in there to every now and then do a Kegel? All right. These Kegels, they really strengthen your pelvic floor. Guys could Kegel too, by the way. All right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Fox News has 5 diet fails you are probably making. You guys start to lose weight and then you can't keep the weight off, or you just don't seem to lose. So, diet fail number 1, according to this, Dawn Jackson Blattner, a registered dietitian, author of The Flexitarian Diet, says this could help. Number 1, don't count every single calorie, all right? They say research has shown that we routinely underestimate the number of calories in our food. But when you're trying to lose weight, diet quality matters more than calorie count. A 2012 study in JAMA found that people on a low-carb, low-glycemic diet burned more calories than those who followed a low-fat, high-carb diet. Sorry, I'm tired. Man, see, I need some carbs. I'm tired. Foods that are high in carbs slow metabolic rates compared with diets higher in fat and protein. According to Dr. David Ludwig, director of the New Balance Foundation of Obesity Prevention. So, high glycemic foods like sugar, bread, potatoes spike blood sugar and stimulate cravings. This, basically what you say was what I told you guys about the soda pop versus the salad. If you guys are counting calories, but those calories are sugary things, you're not going to gain weight. You're going to fail with your diet. But if those calories are healthy things, you're going to burn more. All right, so they said instead, make sure you don't eat the junky carbs. Eat foods better in protein. Up your yogurt, seafood. Oh, sorry. Skinless chicken, nuts, etc. If you eat nuts, that helps you lose weight. Diet fail 2, limiting yourself to mini meals. I personally like to recommend mini meals because I think you eating one big giant meal is not a day, is not the smartest thing to do. They say, though, if you divide a 1,200-calorie-per-day plan into 6 meals, they say it may just be too little for you to eat 200 calories at a time. You need protein, fiber, and carbs in each meal to feel full. You can't do that with each meal if it's only 200 calories. So, unfortunately, then you end up overeating at your small meals. So, they say try to eat 3 solid meals a day and make sure that, but still, 400 calorie meals, whew, it's kind of small. All right, diet fail number 3, you're always eating the same foods. What ends up happening is something starts to work. And you're like, well, if this works, I'm going to stick with it. Because once I change, I'm going to gain the weight back. So you are afraid. Apparently there was a study back in 2011 that showed that women who ate mac and cheese daily for a week took in 100 fewer calories each day than they normally did. But a recent study said that if you calorie restrict and you were limited to two types of junk food, you didn't lose more weight than dieters who ate any kind of junk food they wanted. So vary your protein, vary your fruits and vegetables, and, again, try to limit the crappy food. They said another diet fail is doing daily weigh-ins. Regular scale checks have been linked to better weight loss and maintenance, but sometimes you can overdo it. So some days you'll gain weight. You'll have water retention, hormone fluctuations, etc. Maybe you're constipated. So then what ends up happening is you start to think that your diet failed. So you get on the scale, all of a sudden you're 2-3 pounds more, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm gaining weight, I need to stop. So they recommend, and I agree, a once-a-week weigh-in. Weight Watchers would do that, where you weigh in each week, and roughly over the week, you start to see an average of your weight go down. Finnish researchers say Wednesday is good, since most of us get heavier on the weekends, and then we drop the weight during the week. Another diet fail is trying to work off the pounds. Okay? A lot of times we'll try to exercise a lot more when we ate more. And again, I agree. I think increasing a 10-minute workout or a 15-minute workout to 30 minutes if you kind of ate badly, I think is a way you could compensate, but it won't solve the problem. Weight loss is 80% diet, 20% exercise, according to Dr. Craig Primack, an obesity medicine specialist at the Scottsdale Weight Loss Center in Arizona. Calorie burn from exercise is too minimal to compensate for subpar food choices. The average person would have to walk 35 miles to burn the 3,500 calories it takes to just lose 1 pound. I know some of you guys are like, well, wait a second, I can't exercise that much, so I just won't exercise. That's not what we're saying. Exercise. But don't think that you'll be able to work out an extra 10, 15 minutes to get rid of all that extra cake and garbage or that, strawberry daiquiri that you drink, okay? Sorry. I apologize. Man, I got no caffeine today. There was a study that came out. Remember that people that played Tetris for 3 minutes before they ate found to eat less? So sometimes playing games when you get hungry prevents you from eating. You know, a lot of you smokers out there, the reason why you smoke is that's how it kept you skinny. In the 60s and the 70s, every time you felt some hunger pains, you lit up a cigarette. It kept you from eating and you stayed slim. And that's what worked for a lot of people. It worked for my family members. That's what kept them slim. Okay? Nowadays, we're telling you not to smoke. So, of course, obesity is on the rise. Because now when you feel like eating, you reach for something. There's always something around that you could reach. And it's dangerous. Because what you end up doing is, unfortunately, you're taking in the calories. Dangerous, just like smoking. So you need to distract yourself another way. A lot of us move to gum. The problem is moving to gum is we start to get TMJ. My jaw hurts so much because all I do is munch on gum, so I don't eat food. Not the best thing, especially since your body's still waiting for food. They recommend to go to sleep earlier. They say sleep-deprived people consumed an extra 549 calories per day, so we want you well-rested. According to the National Sleep Foundation guidelines, they want you to get 7 to 9 hours a night. They say eat more vivid foods. When you have more vivid, contrasty food, you eat less on the plate. People devoured more spaghetti and sauce when it was served on a red plate versus a white one. Portion size wasn't as obvious, so they OD. So, you know, be very, careful with the looks of your food. Then, of course, turn off the TV when you eat. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.